Welcome back, everybody. I'm Brad.
I'm Jessica.
So today we are going to try another smooge. This is Tropical Vacation. Now, this is a hard seltzer smoothie. We've done, what was it, strawberry, banana, and...
Pina colada.
So this is an off branch of Holmes Brewing in Michigan. 12 ounces, 240 calories... 5% ABV.
Nothing. I can't remember how much I spent.
Here, you want a coaster?
You usually tell me how much, ask me how much I spent on it.
$12.99.
It wasn't like $15.99. It wasn't extreme. I didn't think I was extremely
expensive. Do you think, was it cheaper than the other ones?
No.
Because
Well, those were more expensive too, weren't they?
Yeah.
Ew, I don't remember. I brought them the receipt too, and it's... Oh, baby.
Yeah, so this Smooge Lab. This is a trial batch release.
Look at that. Nice and thick.
Go.
Humongous fans of the other ones, though, so we'll see.
Yeah, dirty.
You know what this looks exactly like?
What?
This looks exactly like that beer I brought from...
Pawpaws.
The Pawpaws one from Old Mill.
IPA
one.
Yeah, kind of an orangish colored head. I've got lots of head on there. Bubbles are... It's like if you made a smoothie.
Yep. Thick.
Yep. Color thick. Is like a milky yellow color.
Butterscotch.
Yeah.
That's what color I would say it is.
Okay, smell. Passion fruit.
I smell pineapple-ish.
Yeah.
Pineapple and citrus.
I don't know if it's that citrus pineapple, but yeah, it's like a passion fruit citrus.
But it doesn't stink like passion fruit, like you would say passion fruit
stinks.
No, it's
not a dirty foot.
It smells like, I think, pineapple and citrus. This is the kind of smoothie that I would make. Citrus heavy.
It smells good. Okay, let's try it, hopefully.
That's it.
It's like fresh pineapple.
Mm-hmm. This tastes like if you had just made yourself a smoothie. And then look at this.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I love these so much. I do.
Because they actually have a taste.
They have flavor.
Yeah. It's like you're really, blending them and drinking them right from there.
Yeah.
But that...
It's not a clear... seltzer that is on calories either.
I wanted to see...
It does have pineapple. Was it pineapple mango?
Carbonated water, pineapple puree, passion fruit puree, guava, mango,
okay.
Cream of coconut, tangerine, alcohol, banana.
Mm-hmm.
Contains coconut. That's good. My mouth salivating.
It's good. This is tasty. I would say.
I would say reading that mango, it's like a real pineapple mango.
Do you think that gives it the thickness of it too?
Must. I'm guessing the banana really helps with thickness.
It's like you would never think that you would want to be drinking a chunky beer, but this is really, I wouldn't call this a beer, but seltzer. But it's good.
I almost want to say at the end here, I can taste a little bit of that alcohol in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I could drink 50 of these things.
What's the alcohol?
5. And it's not overly sweet.
No.
It's not like some of those other...
Yeah, with artificial cherry and artificial peach and all those.
Yeah. What are you going with?
I would go for what it is, for this, it's a 5 out of 5. This is delicious.
Yeah.
I'm just taking it slow because I have so much like...
Oh, we got 3 left.
I know. I have that much of a drink left. I have one more drink left and
foam.
I know. But I don't want to because I have so many more beers to drink. What would you say?
I would say 5 out of 5 for what it is. I would drink them all the time. I think this is the best one out of the 3 we've had so far. Now, I believe on our older one, I don't know which one, one of them, they were saying Holmes has made 12 different versions of these.
Really?
Yeah. Because wow. I think Carlos used to be a Mug Club member there.
Okay.
But yeah, so you can go to Holmes and get these. I don't know if they're all the time or
I don't
when
know,
they
but
are.
We're in a desperate need of a road trip to Ann Arbor.
Yeah, after the flooding's done.
Well, I mean, you know, there's that.
I'm sure it's done by now. So, four of my friends have checked this in. 4.71. 388 people checked it in. 4.56.
Yeah, I would
Jeff
say.
Jeff gave it a 5. No jinx.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could go wrong with something like this, especially if you know what you're getting into. Mm-hmm. Like, you'd have to... I would go back. I'll post it up here. But I think that... strawberry banana was our first one. We were like, what the heck is this?
But it was so good.
Right.
And we liked the pina colada one, too. We drank all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, those, nothing like the coconut rum Malibu ones I have in the fridge that are just hanging out waiting for somebody to
right.
feel like they want to drink them. These were gone. So these will be gone this weekend, I'm sure.
Yep. Yeah, and everybody we give one to is amazed by them.
Yes.
But yeah, definitely something different. Good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.